Qais Saied has shown in the last 14 months since the coup of July 2021 that he does not want to listen to anybody and that he does not want to consult with anybody. And therefore, he is not interested in real dialogue with other political forces or economic forces or organizations or the UGTT or anything. And without this popular support, these reforms will undoubtedly fail because they will not be supported by the people. They will not be understood by the people as why they are necessary or why they were designed. They will be seen as imposed by the IMF, and people don't necessarily trust what the IMF wants to do in Tunisia. And then they will be seen also as imposed by Qais Saied himself without any legitimate consultation and dialogue in the country, so that there is no buy-in, there is no real conviction and understanding among the various population sectors and the various population groups of why these reforms are needed. And I think that's why this loan and these reforms that are being posed by Qais Saied and by the IMF, I think will push Tunisia further along the crisis and further towards real destabilization and real political explosions.
Your Center for the Study of Islam and Democracy organized a discussion with former Tunisian President Moncef Marzouki on the roadmap to restore democracy in Tunisia. What were his recommendations to achieve such a goal?
Former President Marzouki considers that Qais Saied has lost his legitimacy when he illegally and unilaterally scrapped the constitution, closed down the parliament, and single-handedly wrote a new oppressive constitution and also a new electoral code. President Marzouki is urging all the democratic forces and all the democratic parties in Tunisia to unite against Qais Saied and against his illegal and illegitimate coup. He is urging all the Tunisians to put away their differences and to work together to restore real democracy in Tunisia and put an end to this unconstitutional coup against democracy.
So what role can the international community, especially the United States, play to help restore democracy in Tunisia?
I think the international community has a very important role to play, and it has a duty, really, to support democracy. It's in the interest of the United States and in the interest of the international community to support democracy in Tunisia. First of all, by not supporting dictatorship, you know, by not supporting the coup, and by not recognizing this new regime as a legitimate regime. This regime is illegitimate because it is working outside of the constitution. The international community must exert maximum pressure, in my opinion, on this illegal and unconstitutional regime and must suspend all economic and military aid and cooperation until democracy is restored. And this was recently mentioned and highlighted in the recent decision of the African Court for Human Rights and the Rights of the People. And the decision of the African Court has stated clearly that all the decisions made by Qais Saied since last July 2021 are both illegal and unconstitutional and must be reversed. I think the international community has a role to play in pushing Qais Saied to restore democracy. And this must be a condition also for giving the Tunisian government this IMF loan. There must be a restoration of democracy and democratic institutions.